lad, who cried to him day and night, while he delayed long over him.
我告诉你们，要快快地给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?
第九节，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻。
Verse 9, he also told this parable to those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others.
说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
法利赛人站着自言自语地祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不向这个税吏。
The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank thee, and I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
我一个礼拜禁食两次，把我所得的都捐上十分之一。
I fast twice a week, I give tithe of all that I get.
那一个税吏远远地站着，连举目望天都不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜。我这个罪人。
But the tax collector standing far off would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
我告诉你们，这个人回家去比那个人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
I tell you, the man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled.But he who humbles himself will be exalted.
我们圣经就读到这里。
This is where we end in our reading.
我们的主在世上讲道的时候常常用比喻。
Our Lord, when he was on earth, he oftentimes used parables.
因为这个道本身比较深，不容易懂。
Because the teaching itself is quite hard to understand.
但是比喻比较浅，容易明白。
But parables are simple to understand.
一个最高明的讲道的方法，就是用最浅的比喻来讲说最深的道理。
One of the best ways to preach is to use a very simple parable to try to explain some hard understanding.
这个我们中国有句俗语叫做深入浅出，不晓得怎么翻译。
And there is a Chinese saying, and that is using simple parables to explain difficult teachings.
主在这里讲了两个比喻。
The Lord here uses two parables.
这两个比喻都是关乎祷告的事情。
And both of them concerns prayers.
祷告是我们基督徒一生一世学不完的功课。
Prayer is something that a Christian will never finish learning.
祷告也是我们基督徒的武器。
Prayer is also our weapon.
靠这个武器能够征战得胜。
And by this weapon we can overcome and we can have victory.
祷告也是一把尺度，一把尺。
We know prayer is also a measure.
可以衡量我们和神之间的距离到底多近。
It helps us to measure the distance between ourselves and our Lord.
一个有经验的耳朵一听就晓得这个人一开口祷告就晓得他跟主的距离有多大多远。
An experienced ear can always tell when listening to a prayer how far or how distant this man is from God.
看一个人灵性的长进，最好的方法就是听他的祷告。
The best way to look at the progress of a spiritual life is to listen to his prayer.
我们的主非常看重祷告。
Our Lord pay attention to prayer.
他曾经教导门徒有个主导文。
And he taught the disciples the Lord's prayer.
他在克西马尼园也摆出了一个祷告的榜样。
In Gethsemane, he also showed us an example for praying.
他离开世界之前也替门徒祷告。
Before he left this world, he also prayed for the disciples.
那些门徒们也要求主说，主啊，求你教导我们怎么样祷告。
The disciples also asked of Jesus, Lord, please teach us how to pray.
因为在祷告里面最容易把一个人的光景赤裸裸地把它显明出来。
Because it's in one's prayer that he bare himself.
当我们一个人在神的面前我们的光景是对还是不对，最好的测验就是在祷告中。
The best way to tell whether we are righteous or not before the Lord is found in our prayers.
所以主在这勉励我们说要常常祷告，不可以灰心。
Therefore in the Bible, our God tells us to continue to pray and not to be disappointed.
他用两个比喻来讲说三种人物。
And he used these two parables to explain about three kinds of people.
这三种人物呢，我们今天很客观的来看，可以包括了全世界人都在内了。
These three kinds of people. Now, today, as we consider them very objectively, we find that the whole world are in these three categories.
普天下的人虽然多，现在有相当多的人，可是，在上帝眼中看，不外乎这三种人。
We know that the world's population has exploded to such a state, and yet, in God's sight, there are only three kinds.
一种人呢，就在黑板上讲，就是一个是不义的人，不义的人。
The first kind is the unrighteous.
第二种是自以为义的人。
The second kind is the self-righteous.
第三种是因信称义的人。
And the third kind is the justified by faith.
这三种人都跟义有关系。
These three kinds, we categorize them by their righteousness.
不义、自义、称义、啊、
Unrighteous, self-righteous, and those that are justified by faith.
因为我们在神的面前最重要一件事情就是你有没有取得那个义的地位。
Because before the Lord, the most important thing that we can think about is whether we have attained a status of righteousness.
什么叫做得救呢？
What is to be saved?
什么叫做基督徒呢？
What is a Christian?
什么叫做重生呢？
What is to be born again?
就是原来是个罪人，现在得着一个义人的身份。
And that is originally a sinner, he has attained the status of a righteous man.
原来是站在一个罪人被定罪的地位，现在离开了那个地位上来了。成为一个神的儿女，有神的义在他里面了。
Originally a sinner to be convicted, and yet now he is righteous. He becomes a son, the child of God.
所以今天我们要注意到这个义字对于我们个人的关系要注意。
Therefore today may I ask you to pay attention to this word righteousness and what its relationship to us.
我愿意借着今天的信息帮助每一位听到的人反省自己到底是属于哪一类的人。
I'd like to use today's message to help each of us to re-examine ourselves. Which category do we belong to?
我们到底是个不义的人呢，或者还是个自以为义的人呢，或者真正成为一个因信称义的人呢？
Are we unrighteous, or are we self-righteous, or are we truly justified by faith?
第一种人，所谓不义的人呢，有两个特点。
The first kind, the unrighteous, there are two characteristics.
他是两个特点，一就是说他不怕神的，第二也不尊重人。
And the two characteristics are number one that he does not fear God, nor does he have any regard for man.
这两个特点实在是一而二，二而一的。
We find that these two characteristics are really correlated.
因为当一个不怕神的人，他才会不尊重人。
A man who does not fear God, he has no respect for man.
当一个人不尊重别人的时候，正好证明他是不怕神的人。
A man who has no respect for fellow men, that also shows that he has no fear for God.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有忘记圣经的话吗？
Dear brethren, have we forgotten the words in the Bible?
老约翰告诉我们说，你如果不爱那看得见的人，你不能说爱那看不见的神。
Apostle John, he reminded us, if you do not love the visible men, how are you able to love the invisible God?
主耶稣告诉我们说，你如果坐在一个信我的小子身上，就是坐在我的身上。
The Lord Jesus Christ said that if you did something to a young fella, the least of all, you have done it unto me.
所以我们应当把神人的关系联系起来看。
Therefore, when we consider this, we ought to consider them together, the relationship between God and man.
我们今天能够爱一个人是为什么缘故？
Today, why is it that we are able to love someone?
不是我肉体中间有什么爱能够爱他。
It is not because that I have love in myself.
因为我心中有神的爱。
But it's because that inside me there is this love from God.
因为神，圣经说神就是爱。
But the Bible tells us that God is love.
当这位爱的神进到我里面来，我就会去爱那些不可爱的人。
And when this loving God enters into me, I'm able to love that which is not lovable.
也能爱那些不爱我的人。
I'm also able to love that which does not love me.
甚至于爱那些恨我的人，做我的仇敌的人。
Even to the fact that I'm able to love that who hates me, my enemies.
那不是我这人会这样做。
It is not because that I find that capacity in myself.
那是因为我里面那位神，他要我这样做。
But because of the God that is inside me that teaches me to be that way.
所以今天我要把神人的关系联系起来看才对。
Therefore today we ought to look at this together between the God and man, that relationship.
我们中国有一句成语叫做心中没有神呢，这墓中就没有人。
There's a Chinese saying that says if you do not have God in your heart,
then inside your eyes, you do not have respect for man.
这实在是个真理。
And that is indeed the truth.
我们为什么目中无人看不起人呢？
Why is it that we despise people?
因为自己觉得很了不起。
It is because we feel that we are great.
我们可以自高自大，觉得骄傲得很。
We are proud, we are conceited.
我们瞧不起别人。
We despise others.
这是因为我们没有站在神的光中看自己。
That's because we are not looking at ourselves in the light of God's sight.
如果在神的光中一照亮啊，我们就看见所有的都是败坏，都是软弱。
In the light of God, if we look at ourselves, we find ourselves very weak and very humble.
如果有一些值得夸耀的事情，都是蒙恩的结果。
If there's anything that to be boasted, it is the result of the salvation.
没有一点是我们自己的本领。
There's nothing that is from ourselves.
所以心中一有神呢、啊，人就自然谦卑下来。
Therefore, if a person has God inside his heart, then he'll be humble.
人一谦卑下来，人就会尊重别人。
And when he's humbled, he's able to respect other people.
所以说，心中无神，目中就无人。
Therefore, we say that if a man does not have God in him, he does not have man in his sight.
心中一有了神，眼中就会看得起人，就会尊重别人。
If he has God in him, then he's able to respect fellow man.
所以圣经里面讲这个叫做不义之官，它是个审判官。不义的官呢，就是因为它有两个特点。
The Bible tells us about this unrighteous man, and that is he has these two characteristics.
因为他不惧怕神，同时也不尊重人。
He fears not God, nor does he have any regard for fellow man.
严格的讲，这些就是无神论者。
Strictly speaking, we call these people the atheists.
虽然他说不怕神，不怕神并不等于不相信有神呢。
You know, even though he says he fears not God, that doesn't mean that he does believe in God.
但是一个真正相信神的人，他自然会怕神。
A person who truly believes in God, he is fearful for God.
圣经说神是大而可畏的神。
The Bible says that God is great and to be fearful.
圣经说神是烈火，火呀，会烧掉一切的罪恶污秽。
The Bible tells us that God is like a fire, a consuming fire.
每一个真正相信神的人，他没有不怕神的。
One who truly believes in God is bound to be fearful for our God.
如果你能够不怕神的话，就证明你没有神，你不信神。
If you are not fearful for God, that shows that you do not believe in God.
这种人叫做不义的官，不义的人。
And these type of people, we call them unrighteous.
主在这很清楚地指出不义的官的特点。
Here we find that our Lord has pointed out the characteristics of an unrighteous man.
我求主在我们中间没有一个人是这种光景。
May our Lord have mercy on us that we find none that is in this category, in this congregation.
既然你我能够来到圣殿朝拜神。
Now we are here in the temple to worship God.
我们一定心中要有神。
We find God in our hearts.
圣经说，人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
The Bible tells us if a man does not have faith, he's not able to find favor in God's sight.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
Because anyone who comes before the Lord must believe in God.
而且相信神要赏赐那寻求他的人。
And also believe that God will award those who seek for him.
我们来到主面前就是寻求主。
And when we come before the Lord, we are seeking for him.
我们寻求主的能力。
We are seeking for his power.
因为我们软弱。
For we are weak.
需要神的能力托住我们。
We need his power to sustain us.
我们寻求神的光照。
We are looking for his light.
因为我们常常在黑暗里面。
For we often find ourselves in darkness.
看不见光，看不见自己的本相。
We do not have light, we are not able to see ourselves.
需要神的光照。
We need the light.
我们更需要寻求神的旨意。
We also need to seek for God's will.
因为我们要做个遵行神旨意的人。
For we want to be obedient to his will.
所以我们来到主面前就是要寻求主。
Therefore, as we come before the Lord, we seek for him.
寻求主人当然心中信有神。
Those who seek after God, they have God in their hearts.
因为人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
For unless a man has faith in his heart, he is not able to find favor in God's sight.
第一种人就是简单说就是无神论者。
Therefore, the first kind, we categorize that as the atheist.
今天世界上有许多人是无神论者。
In this world today, there are many atheists.
因此他们就把人不当作人来看待。
And therefore, they look at man not as man.
把人当一个工具来用。
They look at man as the tools to be used.
要在人的身上找出那些剩余价值来。
And they want to find some values in man.
这是为什么缘故呢？
And what is that?
并不是说他生性残忍要这样做。
Not because they are cruel.
因为他心中没有神。
Because they do not have God in their heart.
神一进来他就改变。
And when God enters a man, the man is changed.
那个残忍就变成仁慈了。
The cruelty has changed to kindness.
那个骄傲就变成谦卑了。
And the conceitedness has become humility.
那个不把人当人看的作风就改变。
And the fact that he wanted to use man has also changed.
他会尊重人的价值。
He's able to respect the value of a man.
因为上帝当初造人的时候就给人一个自由的意志。
But when God created man, he gave man the free will.
那么这种人他就懂得尊重人的自由了。
And these men are able to respect the free will of man.
因为他心中信神了。
For he believes in God.
如果他没有信神，是个无神论者。
If he does not believe in God, if he is an atheist.
他永远保持这两个特点。
He will always keep these characteristics.
不敬畏神，也不尊重人。
Not fearful for God, nor have any regard for fellow man.
那结果怎么样呢？
And what is the result?
结果他自己里面就是矛盾冲突。
And the result is that he will create a paradox in his heart.
他始终是这个走极端的人。
He is always an extremist.
不能把他自己的脚步带到平衡的路上。
He is not able to find balance.
因为没有神。
For there is no God.
有一位 Abby Meyer 是英国人，他就讲一句话，他说神就是我们平衡的力量。
Abby Meyer said that God is the strength by which we can find balance.
因为我们常常偏左偏右。
Because many times we are leaning to the left or to the right.
神是我们的平衡力量。
God is that balancing force.
你要偏左，他给你搬过来点；偏右又搬过来点，让你始终走在正道上。
Whether you are leaning to the left or to the right, He will help you to stay in balance.
弟兄姊妹，我们每天祷告的时候，第一件事情我给你参考，我是这样做：求主让我看见我跟他的关系是否需要调整。
Dear brethren, when we pray every day, the first thing, let me recommend you, is to find out whether our relationship between ourselves and God need to be adjusted.
因为我们跟主的关系不正确的话，我们今天一天做事都不顺利，跟人之间都出事情。
Because if we do not have a good relationship between ourselves and God, then we will have many problems with God and also with fellow men.
我最喜欢讲的一句话，你记得吧？
Do you remember the thing that I always like to mention?
人与人之间的问题都是人与神之间问题的延长。
The problems between men are always extensions of the problems between men and God.
我们跟人之间出了事情已经先跟神出事情了。
The fact that we have problems among men is because we have already had problems with God.
我跟你出事情，我恨你。
Let's say I hate you.
当我恨你的同时，我已经先在神面前触犯他的诫命。
When I hate you, I have already offended God's commandment.
因为神说不可以恨人，要彼此相爱。
But God tells us never to hate, we ought to love one another.
我跟你出事呢，是因为我跟他先出事情了，跟神先出事情。
And the fact that I hate you is because I have already offended God's commandment.
因此，一个真正相信神的人，他一定会调整他跟神的关系，从而也调整跟人际的关系，人与人的关系。
Therefore, a person who truly knows God,He adjusts not only the relationship among men, but before that, his relationship with God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不必太多的时间用在人际关系上。
Dear brethren, we need not spend too much time on the relationship between men.
我们要紧的要多花时间在与神的关系上要建立好。
But the important thing is that we have to establish a good relationship between God and man.
前天我们在第三家有一个利他团契。
We had a meeting in the third home of Christ.
那里面提到有夫妻之间两人就讲到他们彼此为什么出事情吵架。
And we're talking about the husband and wife relationship.
那么丈夫就是公说公有理，太太就是婆说婆有理，两人都讲理，这结果上帝没理，他们两人都有理。
Of course, the husband says that he's right, the wife says she is right.
因为上帝为什么没理？上帝把他撮合在一起，上帝没理。
And it sounded like they were complaining that God had arranged for the two to be married.
我就常常给他们讲到，在家庭里面不是讲理的地方，知道吗？
And I always say that in a family, in a home, it is not a place to reason.
法庭是讲理的地方，家庭讲爱的地方。
We know that a court is some place that you talk about reasons. At home, it is the place to talk about love.
我们常常弄错了。
Many times we got this confused.
在法庭里面去讲情，跟法官去讲情。
Many times when we talked in the court, we tried to ask for the mercy of the judge.
在家里面拼命讲理。
And yet at home, we try to reason.
公说公有理，婆说婆永远讲不清，在家里面讲理。
But we know that the husband and the wife, both of them are saying that they are right.
最好的方法，两人一同去祷告。
So the best way is to pray together.
那天那位弟兄所见证，一祷告下来的时候，就马上看见自己多少亏欠的太太。
And the testimony was that the brother was saying that when they prayed together, right away they were each able to see their own faults.
同样的太太一过来祷告，也发现有许多对不起丈夫的地方。
And when the wife prayed, she also was able to see what was her problems.
经验告诉我们
，experience tell us，
当一个人不祷告的时候，他是个主观的人。
When a person is not praying, he is a very subjective person.
他一祷告就变成客观了。
But as soon as he starts to pray, he's a very objective person.
他不祷告的时候，自以为是，都是对，我对。
And before he prays, he's subjective. He thinks that he's right.
哦，他一祷告就发现，原来是我有这么多不对。
But as soon as he starts praying, he becomes objective and he sees his own faults and shortcomings.
是什么道理呢？
And what is the reason?
因为在祷告的时候，就是最接近神的时候。
Because when one prays, that is the time that he is closest to our Lord.
神是光啊，在光中啊，你就看见自己的污秽。
And we know God is light, and in the light, we are able to see our own evils.
你不祷告，就距离神远，距离光远，越远越看不见自己，越看都看别人的坏，看不见自己的错。
And when we do not pray, we are far away from the light. And when we are far away from the light, we are not able to see our own faults, only see the faults of others.
因此主在这儿讲到祷告的事情的时候用这三种人来做比喻
Therefore when our Lord was talking about praying he uses these three categories of people as a parable
英国的斯布珍讲过一句很幽默的话
Spurgeon he said something very humorous
他说一个不信神的人一个无神论者最大的悲哀是什么
He said the biggest tragedy of an atheist is
就是当他心被恩感又要感动哎，要感谢说不晓得向谁说谢谢不知道
And that is when he feels grateful, he does not know how to express his gratefulness.
向谁说谢谢呢?
Who is he supposed to say thanks to?
他根本不相信神，他不。
He does not believe in God.
他不是说感谢神。
He can't thank God.
他要不要说感谢人呢?
Can he thank man?
不肯说。
No, he's not willing.
因为没有神人，他瞧不起人，他觉得自己骄傲。
He's a spice man. He feels he's great.
都是我的本领。
He feels he's conceited.
那这种无神论的结果怎么办呢?
And as a result, what does an atheist do?
他只能说一句话。
He can only say one thing.
感谢我，感谢我，感谢我。
I thank myself. I thank myself.
一直说感谢我，说多了也没有味道，我想。
And I believe that as he thanks himself many times, he probably feels bored.
因为他没有神嘛，他只好也不相信人，也瞧不起人，唯一可以感谢的是我自己。
He does not believe in God, he's a despised man, so the only one that he can thank is himself.
结果他会发现自己是很悲哀。
And so therefore, finally, it becomes a tragedy.
因为他没有地方可以发泄他应当到底向谁感谢不知道
So when he feels grateful there's no one that he can thank
第二种人呢
The second category
就是自以为义的人
And that is those that are self-righteous
什么叫做自以为义呢
What does that mean self-righteous
我自己很好
That a person feels that he is great
哦，坏的都是别人错我最好
That he feels that the others are at fault He is never wrong
也有两个特点
There are also two characteristics First one is he despises man.
再一个是高举自己
Secondly, he exalts himself.
这里面曾经讲到有一个法利赛人
The Bible talks about a Pharisee.
各位晓得法利赛人什么意思呢
You know what it means by a Pharisee?
是犹太教中间一种教门
It is a kind of people in the Jews, among the Jews.
这种人就相当于我们中国人的讲伦理道德、讲仁义道德的人
And these are the people that are equivalent to the Chinese who always talk about morals and standards.
是，这人最强调道德。
These people, they talk about morals and ethics.
动不动就讲好人做好人做好事啊。
Always talk about the good deeds and good men.
那么这种人主怎么样对待他呢
？Now how does the Lord treat them?
主说这种人并没有得救。
The Lord says these people are not saved.
因为他自己觉得自己很好。
Because they feel that they are great.
他们这种人呢，有一些外表的宗教的一种服务，有种宗教式的服务。
Now outwardly they look very religious.
他里面没有一个重生的生命。
Even though that they have the religious rituals, they do not have a born again life inside them.
主耶稣讲了比喻说，有两个人到圣殿去。
Lord Jesus used a parable about two people that go to the temple.
这个法利赛人来了。
One Pharisee,
他怎么祷告呢
And how does he pray?
他这个祷告是妙得很啊
His prayer is quite unusual.
圣经说他自言自语的祷告
Now the Bible says that he utters to himself
就是我们讲自说自话
And that is he talks to himself
自说自话自己自个洋洋得意自说自话
He's murmuring, he feels great
他说神啊我感谢你啊我不像别人
God I thank thee, I'm not like the others
一开始我就先定罪别人
Now he convicts the others
我好不像他这么坏我不像他感谢你
I'm good not like the others
然后说他怎么豪华呢
Then how good is he?
他说他讲别人怎么坏呢是勒索不义奸淫
You talk about how bad the others are extortionists, unjust, adulterers
底下还讲旁边还站着一个人他说也不像这个这个税吏也不像他
And we know there's this tax collector standing next to him He said not like this tax collector
站在旁边举例就不像这个你看我比他好我不像他就这样举祷告
And he said I'm good I thank thee not like him this tax collector
一方面批评论断别人
Now he's judging he is also condemning other people
在另外一方面高举自己
On the other hand he's alsoexalting himself.
他说我一个礼拜禁食两次。
He says I fast twice a week.
凡有所得的捐上十分之一。
I give tithes of all I get.
他好像这些就是功劳了。
Now it sounds like these are merits.
他这个禁食好像中文讲的苦肉计，好像苦肉计一样。
Now the fasting is like the Chinese talk about mistreating oneself in order to get merits.
苦肉计，好像我不吃饭啊，看你怎么办。苦肉计，要想再来用威胁上帝的样子啊。
Now just starving oneself, fasting, as a way to exchange for favors from God.
还有献上十分之一的献祭。
And also I am tithing of all, everything I get.
他以为这些都是功劳。
He feels that these must be merits.
他忘记了禁食的目的何在。
But he forgot the reason behind fasting.
乃是要想在神前得着所求的。
And that is before the Lord, when we fast, we want to get what we pray for.
因为禁食是我们上帝给我们一种，吃东西也是上帝给我们一个特权。
We know that eating is a privilege that God has given man.
他为着祷告求一件特别事情，放弃，愿意放弃这个特权。
But for the sake of praying for something special, I'm willing to give up this privilege of eating.
那个目的还是为着自己啊。
And so the purpose is, of course, for oneself.
要求上帝得到给他一个什么特别的要求。
That God may grant his prayer.
那有什么了不起呢
？And what's so great about that?
十分之一什么意思呢
？Now what is it tithing here?
就是把从神领受来的，这还给神一点点。
And that is everything that we get it from God, and we are returning.
我们的诗歌说。
A portion to him.
我们的诗歌说，奉献并不是给神，乃是还给神，不是给呀。
Our hymn tells us that when we offer to God, it is not giving to God, but returning to God.
因为本来就是上帝给我们。
For everything we get from God.
你把十分之一给他，神就打开天上的窗户，倾覆于你，甚至无处可容啊。
When we tithe, God will open the heavenly storage so that it will pour down, and then we don't have any vessel to contain these things.
这没有一点点可夸口的。
So there's nothing that we can be boastful of.
这些所做的都是本分应当做的。
These are all the things that we ought to be doing. This is part of our obligations.
但是这个法利赛人居然拿这些作为标榜自我宣传，说我怎么样了不起。
But here we see the Pharisee is bragging about these things.
更糟糕的是就瞧不起别人，就在站旁边，就指着那个站在旁边的税吏骂他。
Worse than that, he's looking down at this tax collector. He said, not like him, this tax collector.
更糟糕的，这些事情做在什么地方？做在圣殿中，用什么方式做祷告？用祷告的方式在圣殿中这样表现。
Worse than that, he was doing all this in the temple, and the way he did it was through a prayer.
我们教会中间很少有大家许多人在一起集体的祷告，不多。
Now in our church, we do not have too many occasions where large group of people pray together.
我们在台北的时候，在基督教教会，我们有礼拜五的祷告，就很多人参加，大家都开口祷告。
In Taipei, in the home of Christ, on Friday nights, we have large prayer meetings. Everyone prays together.
我仔细去听那些祷告啊。
When I listen to the prayers,
也有不少这种法利赛人的味道。
Now I also find some that sound similar to the Pharisee's prayer.
也有姊妹们祷告更妙，那祷告的艺术啊，达到很高的境界。
Some sisters they pray, and it's to a very artistic stage.
他们会变相的骂人。
It is really a way of scolding others, a tactful way of doing it.
这个这样讲，那个讲，祷告也是吵架吵起来了。
And sometimes when they start to pray, they end up feeling terrible. They have ill feelings among them.
祷告聚会完了之后，这两个姊妹不说话了。
And after the prayers, the two don't speak to each other.
他认为祷告的暗箭伤人呐，暗箭伤人。
Or in the prayers, they were shooting poisonous arrows at one another.
都忘记了到底祷告是向谁说话
They forgot that who were they praying for
许多的祷告是向说给人听的都是说给人听不是说给神听的
Sounded like that when they prayed they were praying for other people to hear
30多年前我刚开始侍奉主的时候
Over 30 years ago when I began to serve our Lord
常常讲到这个祷告的信息
I talk many times on prayers
因为我觉得教会要建立是要靠祷告
I feel that the church to be established needs prayers
还很多弟兄姊妹说我就是不敢祷告我私下可以公开祷告我从来没做过我就怕、
And many say I can't pray I can only pray in a closet But I cannot pray in public
很多时候说
I have a similar experience.
那大概有35年前了。
About 35 years ago.
那信主不久啊。
I have only accepted the Lord not long ago.
喜欢这边听听到，那边听听到，到处跑啊。
I like to attend different meetings to listen to the sermons.
台湾有个吴勇长老，大概你们知道。
There was Elder Wu Yong. Many of you probably know.
我到他们教会去聚会。
And it was in their church that I attended.
好了，也是这样。到聚会快结束的时候，那个司会的忽然指名叫我说：“寇弟兄，你起来祷告。”吓死我了。
And at the end of the meeting, the chairman asked me, "Say, Brother Cole, please lead us in prayer."
我当时还要想抵挡一下，我心想：“哎呀，糟了，就我一个姓寇，没第二个人，没办法。”
And I was very nervous because I was the only one that had that last name.
这个人锲而不舍，就是你，就是你，起来，就叫我起来，祷告。
And he pointed at me and he said, "Yes, you are the one that I asked to pray."
后来我也不晓得怎么祷告的。
I don't remember how I prayed.
也不晓得说些什么话都不知道。
And I don't remember what I said.
就证明说这个祷告好像是个压力，很大的压力。
You know, it seems like prayer is a pressure.
后来一位长老弟兄给我讲一句话，我释放。
And then an elder said something to me that helped me.
他你所以祷告会怕，是因为你弄错了对象。你以为祷告是给人说话，给说给人听的。
He said the reason that you are always so nervous to pray in public is you think that when you pray, you are praying so that other people can listen to it.
如果你知道你祷告主啊主啊父啊父啊，是跟天上那位神说话，你怕什么？
If you know that your prayer is really for the Lord, for our God that is in heaven, what is there to worry about?
你用不着做假装假装假冒，不需要。
Nor do you need to put on.
你这个有多少分量，天父还不知道啊。
Don't you know, don't you think that God knows exactly how you are?
你这个属灵的分量有多少，他都知道清清楚楚，你也假不来，你骗他也骗不来啊。
Don't you think that God knows exactly how you are spiritually, that you need not put on?
你就这样开口祷告好了。
Therefore, all you need to do is just pour your heart out.
哇，这一点呢，把我心中点亮了。
And when he said that to me, right away, I understood.
所以不要害怕了。
Therefore, I'm not afraid.
然后就向天父说话，你跟爸爸怎么讲话，你跟天上的爸爸同样怎么样讲话。
How you talk to your worldly father, earthly father, similarly you pray to your heavenly father.
请问你跟你爸爸讲话的时候，要不要先起稿，先写个稿子哈，先演讲稿呀，背完就跟他说话，要不要这样的
？When you talk to your father, do you first make a draft? And then try to recite that to him.
你说的越直截了当越好。
When you talk to your father, the more direct it is, the better it is.
开门见山，一下就达到目的了。
You want to just say it as it is.
不需要兜个半天圈子了。
You do not need to beat around the bushes.
有人说彼得很会祷告。
Many people tell us that Peter knew how to pray.
有一次彼得看见耶稣在海面上行走啊。
And one day that Peter saw that Jesus was walking on the water.
耶稣主啊，如果是你的话，叫我能够走到你那里去啊。
Peter said, "If it is really you, Lord, let me also walk on the water toward you."
主说来吧。
And Jesus said, "Come."
他就走下去了。
And he walked. Peter walked on the water.
在希腊文里讲这走啊，已经开始走了，已经在进行中了。他彼得在海面走了，走了几步啊。
The Greek version tells us that Peter actually walked on the water for several steps.
并没有沉下去。
And he did not sink.
因为主的话托着他。
It was because God's words that sustained him.
圣经说他用全能的命令托住万有。
The Bible tells us that with the commandments and the orders of God that he is able to sustain all.
他也用着大能的话语言语托住我们每一个人。
And therefore also likewise with powerful words he is able to support all of us.
所以彼得就可以走过去了。
And so Peter was walking toward Jesus.
可是走到一半呢，看见风浪太大。
But in midway, he was looking aside, and he found that there were waves and storms.
他不看主，看风浪，马上沉下去了。
He was not looking at Jesus, and right away he sank.
他一沉下去，彼得祷告了。
And Peter prayed.
他说：“主啊，救我啊！”
And he said, "Lord, help me."
这个就是祷告。
And this is a prayer.
这是最真实的祷告。
This is the most earnest prayer.
主啊，救我。
Lord, save me.
彼得这个时候没有办法，没有机会去想什么圣经的话，应该用什么话，属灵的话来祷告，都没有时间想了。
There was no time for Peter to think of a quotation from the Bible to pray.
如果彼得想想，我应当说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉啊，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君，都沉下去了，淹死了都。
Peter did not have time to think about it or to phrase it, you know, to make it nice, say, holy, 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 Father of all, Lord of all. He did not have time for that. If he said that, he would have sank.
我不是说这样圣哉圣哉不好啊，不是说不好啊。
I'm not saying that it's not good to pray like that.
很多教会牧师在圣主日崇拜都用这个开始圣哉圣哉圣哉，这是很好。那当年以赛亚看见撒拉胡就是这样祷告。
You know, many preachers preach this way in the Sunday worships, and that is good because we find this example in Isaiah.
但是一个真实的祷告，真正发自内心的需要的祷告，就是简单明了的。
But an earnest prayer we find oftentimes are simple and are direct.
我想这样讲，弟兄姊妹，你可以增加你祷告的勇气。
I believe this will help you to have courage to pray in the public.
越是不常祷告人，一祷告起来实在很感动人。
The ones who do not pray in the public oftentimes, we find that they are the most touching, they are the most earnest.
一个刚刚信主的那个慕道或者慕道友刚成为基督徒，你向他祷告实在很感动人。
A person who has only become a Christian for a short time, when you ask him to pray, you will find that his prayer is indeed touching and inspiring.
因为他没有那套那么多属灵的智慧，那种智慧都没有，他没有那套话语，他就是说从心里想什么就说什么，那真是真的祷告。
Because he does not have the spiritual jargons to confuse the prayer.
我们就看到这第三个人他的祷告就是最好的榜样。
Therefore, let us look at the third person and his is the best example.
这个人是个自己知道，大家也公认他是个罪人。
This man, he knows that he is a sinner and the other people also know that he is a sinner.
因为他是个税吏。
For he is a tax collector.
在耶稣基督那个时代，所有税吏都是贪污舞弊的。
In Jesus' time, all tax collectors are bad people.
没有一个例外。
There was no exception.
是这个人来到圣殿。
This man, when he came to the temple,
主所描写的非常奇妙啊。
Now we find the description here is very unusual.
十三节，那税吏远远的站着，他来到主面前，不敢走到近前，远远的站着，很远的站在那儿。
Verse 13, it says, the tax collector is standing far off. He comes to the temple, but he does not dare to come close.
连举目望天都不敢。
Would not even lift up his eyes to heaven.
头低的低低的，不敢抬头。
So he was looking at the ground. He did not dare to look up.
我们这些喜欢京戏的人，喜欢评剧的人，我们中间有很多啊。喜欢评剧人都晓得，就唱京戏的时候，就常常有这种现象啊。
Now those of us who like the Chinese opera, we know that we find this phenomena.
啊，那个罪人跪在下面，那个苏三起戒，那个苏三跪在下面。
We find the prisoner is always kneeling.
哦，上面那个法官说，抬起头来。
And the judge will say, lift up your head.
哦，他有罪，不敢抬头。
And he said, I have sinned. I don't dare to look up.
哎，恕你无罪，抬起头来。
So I'll forgive your sin. Why don't you lift up your head?
所以他说连举目望天都不敢，他有罪的感觉，就低着头在那儿祷告。你看。
And here, therefore, it talks about this tax collector. He does not dare to lift up his head to heaven. He feels sinful.
他怎么祷告呢？
How does he pray?
捶着胸啊，捶胸啊。
He beat his breast.
表示悔改。
And that is a
悔改
repentance
表示一种畏罪忧伤
and he feels bad for his sin
他祷告就两句话
and there are only two sentences
神啊开恩可怜我这一个罪人啊
God be merciful to me a sinner
我觉得这是全本圣经最属灵的一个祷告
I feel this is the most spiritual prayer in the whole Bible
从一个罪人的口里说出来
and coming from a sinner
神啊他尊主为大啊神啊
God, he said, he regards God, he respectful to God.
开恩就是恩待。
Be merciful, and that is be nice, be kind.
那么底下可怜就是怜悯。
Be merciful to me, and that is have mercy on me.
因为圣经说他要恩待谁就恩待谁，他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
The Bible says that whoever God wants to have mercy on, that's the one that he will have show special kindness to.
开恩可怜我这一个罪人呐。
And he said, be merciful to me, a sinner.
他不说我们。
He does not say to us.
我们许多时候祷告都是我们主啊，赦免我们的罪，我们，你我都在内啊，拉在一起啊。
many times when we pray, we say, forgive our sins. We are not only confessing our sins, but we are also confessing other people's sins.
自己下水了，拖别人一同下水啊。
We go into the water, we also drag the other people along.
但真正的祷告是个人的。神啊，开恩可怜我，不是我们，我这个罪人啊。
But true prayer is one that is individualistic and that is only pointing at myself.
我在神学院教书，学生问我说，圣经里面哪一个祷告最属灵？我说就是这个。
When I was teaching in the seminary, the students asked me which is the most spiritual prayer, and this is the one I told them about.
他们说这个没有什么属灵嘛，这怎么属灵呢？
And they say, what is so spiritual about this one?
我说你有一天真正这样祷告的时候，你就达到真正属灵的境界。
I said, if one day you're able to pray this way and mean it, then you have attained a spiritual status.
这两句话送给在座每一个人。
I'd like to give these two sentences to all of you.
神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人吧。
God be merciful to me, a sinner.
今天 Peter 在这替我翻译，我很感谢主。
I thank you.
他不会翻了，现在不会翻了，照我讲的翻了。
I thank God that Peter is interpreting here.
前几天大家都晓得 ，Peter 的太太 Judy 在台湾，大家都帮他忙啊。写了一张卡片催他赶快回来回来，都饿瘦了这位弟兄翻译的。
All of you know that Peter's wife and baby are in Taiwan and therefore now he's under malnourished nourishment.
我叫你们都签了名啊，那张卡片写了很多，大家差不多全教会都帮他忙，其他太太赶快回来，不行了，回来回来，赶快回来。
Many of you have signed your name on the card helping Peter to petition for his wife to rush back.
最后那个卡片轮到我了，叫我写几个字。
And when it was my turn to write something,
你晓得我写什么吗？
You know what I wrote?
Judy, 开恩可怜你这个彼得吧。
I said, Julie, be merciful to your poor Peter.
就是用这句话，开恩可怜。
This was the sentence that I quoted.
所以你看，这节经文是在主的面前说，主的心会感动。
Therefore, we see that God's heart is indeed touched.
所以我有理由相信 ，Judy 一定也感动。Judy 也感动。
Therefore, I have reason to believe that Julie will also be touched.
说不定一两天就回来。
Maybe she'll be back in a few days.
是不是礼拜三？
啊，对。
那么这个祷告一摆上，反应什么呢？反应什么呢
？Now, as soon as we offer this prayer, what is the reaction? What is the response?
耶稣说了，我告诉你们，这个人回家就这个人税吏，他回家去比那个法利赛人更称为义了。
Jesus,
他算为义了。
Jesus said, "I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other."
这是什么道理呢？
And what is the reason?
这是真正的祷告，能够摸着神的心。
And this is a true prayer that can touch the heart of God.
那种假冒为善的祷告，神最厌恶了。
Those hypocritic prayers God hates.
原谅我，弟兄姊妹，这样说句重的话。
Forgive me to say that.
如果你不是真心在神前祷告，
If you are not honest when you pray to God,
你最好不要祷告。
It is better for you not to pray at all.
免得得罪神。
Lest you sin against God.
那开口祷告就得像这个税吏一样求恩认罪。
If you truly want to pray, then you ought to be like this tax collector, and that is to pray for mercy and to confess your sin.
这种祷告，主的心受感动，主会垂听你的祷告，成全你所求的。
And that type of prayer, God's heart will be touched, and He will answer your prayer.
所以这个祷告是悔改认罪、信主得救的祷告。
And here, this is a repenting.One that confesses one's own sin and to pray to God to deliver us.
所以这个三种人在主的所讲的两种比喻里面，这个三种人呢可以包括了全人类，整个普天之下人不外这三类。
Now we find in this parable the three kinds of people really three categories really cover all of the population in this world.
第一种根本是无神论者，他不能得救。
The first kind is the atheist. They do not believe in God. They cannot be saved.
第二种人说是信神，但是没有真正的信着，信得着主。
The second category, even though they say that they believe in God, but they really have not attained, they have not obtained.
他只穿着一种宗教的外衣。
They only have a religious garment.
但里面没有真正的生命。
And yet inside they do not have the true spiritual life.
因为他如果真的有生命的话，他不敢这样论断人，他也不会这样高举自己。
If they truly have that spiritual life, they will not dare to judge other people, nor will they dare to exalt themselves.
所以这种自以为意的人同样是没有得救。
Therefore, these self-righteous people are not saved.
只有最后这种认罪悔改信主的人得救了。
Only the third kind, and that is those who repent their sin, they change, and they are the saved ones.
主自己讲了，主自己证明了，这个人回去算为义人了。
And Jesus himself said that this one is justified by faith.
这个人一点好事都没有做过。
This one hasn't done any good deeds.
他就是在神前悔改。
But he repented before the Lord.
求恩。
And he asked for mercy.
圣经说凡求告主名的就必得救。
The Bible said those who pray for the name of God will be saved.
这就是得救的一个最好最简单明了的方法。
And that is the most simple method to be saved.
不是靠你的行为。
It is not by your deeds.
不是靠你什么良善。
It is not by your goodness.
不是靠你做了多少好事。
It is not by all the good things that you have done.
更不是靠你有多少学问、多少财产、多少地位。
It is not because of your knowledge, your education, your wealth, your position.
这些都加起来也不能换上帝的恩典。
For all these things together cannot exchange for the mercy of God.
因为那个恩典的代价太高了，不是人出得起的。
For the price of God's grace is so high that no one can pay.
你知道怎么高法吗？
You know how high it is?
神把他独生爱子赐给我们。
God gives his only begotten son to us.
主为了救我们，他牺牲了他独生子。
That in order to save us, God gave his only begotten son.
这个代价太高了，不是人出得起的。
This is a high price that no man can pay.
全世界人都加在一起，把全世界所做的好事都堆在一起，也换不来主耶稣的生命。
All the people in this world add together, all the good deeds that everyone has done together will not repay the price that God has paid for us.
感谢神，神不让我们这样做，不必出什么代价，就是白白的因信得救。
We thank God that God does not require us to pay a price, only by faith that we can be justified.
唯一的要求就得认罪悔改。
The only requirement is that we have to confess our sin and to repent.
没有别的方法，没有别的道路。
There is no other method, no other way.
我曾经看在书上讲过一段故事。
I remember a book talked about a story.
不晓得是否是真实的事情。
I don't know if it's a true story.
那这并不重要，要紧是这段故事可以带给我们关于救恩真理的一个很好的证明。
This is not important, but the important thing is it's a true depiction of salvation itself.
他说从前这个德国跟法国两国是死对头啊，是一种是仇敌了。
It talked about the Germany and France.They were enemies at one time.
有一次德国人发动一种外交攻势。
One time the Germans, they developed a strategic.
他就派他的德国的太子啊，当时还有皇帝的，德国太子啊，到法国去报聘，去访问。
And the strategy was the German would send one of their prince to France.
哎，法国人看到，哎，这倒是很新鲜啊！你一个太子来访问，所以他法国人设计一个方法来接待他。
And the French people, they received this prince real well.
等到这个德国太子一到了法国境内啊，来欢迎他的是一个监牢里面那个典狱长，监狱的典狱长。
Now when the German prince got to France, he found out the receiving party was the warden of a prison.
那结果这个典狱长就把这个太子一接就接到监牢里面去了。
And took him to the French prison.
那就讲起来很不礼貌，是不是？
This was very disrespectful.
但是典狱长说，他说我奉命，奉国家的命啊，要我接待你，在这个监牢里接待你。
But the warden said that I have received orders from the king to receive you here in the prison.
但是你不要误会。
But do not misunderstand.
我不是把你关在这里啊。
I'm not locking you here.
我是给你个特权。
I give you a special privilege.
因为在我的监牢里有3000个犯人。
Because I have 3,000 prisoners here.
从这个判有期徒刑到无期徒刑到死刑都有。
You know, some are going to die, some are going to be here for a short time, and some are going to be here for quite a long time.
那么现在我奉命啊，就是给你一个权利，特权。你可以从这个三千名册里面犯人，你可以随便选一个人，你画一个圈，我就把他释放，无条件释放。
I have received order from my king that here's a list of the 3,000 prisoners and you can pick one, anyone you pick, I'll let them go free.
这是一个特权。
And this is a special privilege.
因为很多死囚犯嘛，你可以放他，放他生了，你可以释放他，他就得赦免了啊。
And there are many prisoners here, and anyone that you pick, that one will go free.
这看起来好像是法国人对德国人一种亲善的态度啊。
Now, just looking at it, you probably think that the French people were really friendly to the Germans.
其实是给那个法国太，给这个德国太子一个很严格的考验。
In reality, it is really a test put to this German prince.
因为这个三千人呢，都是法国人。
Because these 3,000 people are all French people.
跟你这个德国太子是无亲无故啊。
Now, this German prince does not know any of these 3,000 people.
那么你应当放谁呢？
How is it that you are going to...Let one person go.
三千人的策略，你能放哪个？你不晓得你的标准在什么地方。
How is it that the prince is going to make a selection?
你不能乱放，乱放说你为什么放他不放我，就吵乱了，就乱起来了。
There's no way to pick one.
这个太子很有智慧。
This prince is very wise.
他说：“你先让我去看看，你带我去看看这三千人这个监狱去看看。”
He said, "Why don't you show me around first?"
哇，从早看到晚。
So from dawn to dark.They went around.
一间一间一间牢去看。
One by one, they went through the whole prison.
这个时候风声已经传出去了。
And at that time, many people have already heard about this.
所有犯人都知道今天有个机会，说不定啊，谁会中特奖啊，中特奖会放出去，都有可能啊。
All the prisoners knew that there was a chance for him to go free.
哎呀，大家都争取要得这个机会。
Everyone wanted that chance.
好了，他就一间一间去看。
So he went from one ward to the other.
当这个典狱长陪着这个太子每到一个监牢的时候啊，那些人你知道机会来了，就大叫冤枉啊，冤枉，我都是冤枉，我都是没有罪的啊，冤枉，都大叫。
So when the prince and the warden they went to a certain ward, all the prisoners in there will plead innocent.
那一讲冤枉，这个太子就走掉。
And right away, the prince moved on.
等于把所有监牢都走光了。
And they have gone almost through the whole prison.
大家都说冤枉，都说冤枉，没有罪。
And everyone they came to said that he was innocent.
最后看到一个少年监狱。
Then they went to a juvenile prison.
有个十几岁的小朋友在那里面，关在里面。
There was a young man in his teens.
他就问小朋友，你有罪没有？
And he said, are you sinful?
那小朋友说，我没有罪，怎么关在这儿呢？小朋友讲。
And this young man said, "Of course I am, otherwise I wouldn't be here."
那你承认有罪了
？So you confess that you have crime?
小朋友说，那废话，当然有罪嘛。
And he said, "Of course."
好了，有的你什么罪呢
？And what crime have you committed?
说我偷了面包吃了。
He said, "I stole some bread."
为什么要偷啊
？Why did you steal?
这是废话嘛，我家里穷嘛，当然要偷嘛，啊。
He said, "Well, because I was poor, and that's why I stole."
好了，这一下这个太子拿起笔来说，就是这个小朋友是我选定的对象，可以释放他。
And this prince right away said, "This young man is the one that I want to let go."
哎呀，典狱长说你这个做法不聪明啊！你看那么多死囚犯，你为什么不放一个死囚呢？那人家不感激你啊！你放进小朋友什么意思？他关了几个礼拜就放出去了。
And the warden said, "Well, now you have not made a good selection. You know, there are so many that are going to die. They have received the death penalties."They will really appreciate it. And yet this young man, he will probably get out of jail soon enough anyway.
这个太子说，哎，你刚才是告诉我要释放一个罪人，是不是？他是的。
Now, the prince said to the warden, he said, "Earlier you had told me to find one prisoner who is sinful and release him. Is that correct?" And he said, yes.
现在所有这个监牢走过来，人家都说没有罪，我是冤枉，冤枉都是没有罪，所以他们就没有资格被释放，对不对？
And the prince said, "Now I have gone through the whole prison, and most of these people, almost all of these people, said that they are innocent, and so they cannot qualify."
结果只有这个小朋友他认罪了，他是有罪啊，没有罪怎么关在里面？他承认有罪，所以他有资格被释放。
Only this young man he confessed his own crime, and therefore he is qualified to be released.
我再说，我不知道这是个真实的事情，还是一个寓意，是一个故事。
Let me say this again. I really don't know whether this is a true story or just a parable.
但是这并不重要。
But this is not important.
重要的是这个故事把一个福音的真理衬托出来了。
But the most important thing is that this story depicts salvation very well.
上帝的太子，耶稣基督，这个太子来到人间了。
The prince of the kingdom of God, and that is Jesus Christ, he has come to earth.
就是寻找拯救每一个罪人。
And to look for and to save all that are sinners.
你说我是有罪，我承认有罪，你得救。
If you say that you are a sinner and you repent, then you will be saved.
如果你不信神，你说不信神，你也轻视人，高举自己，自以为意，你不能得救。
If you do not believe in God, if you despise man, if you exalt yourself, then you cannot be saved.
所以得救与不得救，不是看你的行为好与坏，乃是看你承认与不承认有罪。
Therefore, whether to be saved or not to be saved, it depends not on your good deeds, it depends on whether you confess your sin or not.
这是基督教所传的真理。
And this is the truth that Christianity talks about.
这就是我们所信奉的耶稣基督恩惠的福音。
And this is the graceful gospel that we believe in.
但愿我们每一个人都看见我们自己的本相。
May every one of us be able to see clearly as we are.
甘心乐意地在神前说，神啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。
And willingly we say before the Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner.
我们祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
神啊，真是求你开恩可怜我这一个罪人，也求你开恩可怜我们中间每一个承认自己有罪的人。我们感谢你，我们今日成了何等人，实在是蒙你的恩才成的，不是靠我们的学问，不是靠我们的财产，不是靠我们的地位，不是靠我们所有的一切属世的荣华，乃是靠着一个简单的信心，单纯的信心，加上你天上来的恩典，使我们得救。我们感谢赞美主，连我们这个简单的信心都是你所赏赐的，我们真是要归荣耀给你。求主拯救我们中间每一个需要拯救的人，求主的宝血接近我们，你的灵在我们中间运行，开启我们心中的眼睛，让我们真是愿意像那个税吏一样的说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。但愿这个祷告今天能刻在我们心板上，常常在天父的面前这样的祷告，好让我们常常在你面前蒙恩，常常在你面前不但是得救，而且能过得胜的生活。谢谢主的恩典，祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
谢谢寇监督和孙彼得弟兄。现在顺奉献唱新悲人感激27首。现在唱第一节歌，能否能与我所存心的能否
第四节。高兴的人生观照我自在，可能决定心下生悲为荡漾，请各位起立，我们为我们的奉献献上祷告。